InfoWars.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
How about a robot replacing lawyers? That's the goal of Do Not Pay. A man named Joshua Browder is trying to upend the legal services industry. He says Do Not Pay will have succeeded if the word lawyer is completely removed from the dictionary for average people. Does that sound like a good idea? We're going to take a look at the technocratic tyranny that is coming for all of us. Because we have to be concerned about a lot of different aspects of this. You know, there was a study in South Korea recently. They said by 2030, they believe that the 50 to 60% of the activities of lawyers and judges would be replaced by AI. They believe that AI would be able to do 70% of what doctors do. They believe that 85% of the core competencies of 398 jobs would be taken over by AI. What are we all going to do? Well, you don't like lawyers, and we have a lot of predatory practices that are being done by the legal profession. Quite frankly, it's coming from the politicians, really. And, you know, politicians are lawyers and vice versa. It's a rotating door, isn't it? And, of course, they're also talking about replacing the politicians with artificial intelligence. That would be an improvement because right now the politicians are just artificial. AI would be artificially intelligent. So that would be an improvement over the artificial politicians we have now. But he said he began focusing on fighting parking tickets because he saw them as an unfair tax on the poor. There are a lot of unfair taxes on us. But folks, when we look at what the future is going to look like, when the EU is putting up a new copyright law that could kill the free internet, when we see Apple and Google openly now parroting the social credit scores, these are headlines that were on Drudge yesterday. They're coming out every day. We're seeing more. First, it was China, and we saw how they were using the social credit score. And then we saw that it was Facebook already had their credit rating for you, their trustworthiness. They call it trustworthiness. It's a little bit different, but not much. And now we find that Google is doing that, that Apple is doing that. So it's Apple, Google, Facebook. Isn't it kind of interesting? Aren't these the same companies that just shut down Alex Jones and InfoWars about a month ago? Month and a half now, I guess. These guys are at the leading end of a technocratic tyranny that is coming for the internet, coming for internet freedom. Eric Schmidt of Google, or Alphabet, or whatever they call themselves now, nevertheless, he was at a big confab with all the super citizen elite that will rule over the rest of us. A venture capital, it was called Global Village Venture Capital. Yes, it takes a corporation to create a village to rule over you and to raise your children, doesn't it? And they will do that through venture capital. That's how they created these monsters that are now ruling over us on the internet. These fascist partners of fascist tyrannical governments like China and the United States and the European Union. Because that's the biggest story right here, folks. The fact that you don't know that you're being enslaved. I think it was Frederick Douglass that said it could have freed so many more people. Maybe it was the lady who ran the Underground Railroad could have freed so many more people if they knew that they were slaves. Well, you know, that's the situation we're in today. People don't realize. They think that in the West, these are only problems, you know, in authoritarian regimes of Islamic countries like Saudi Arabia or in China. But it's not a problem in Europe or in the United States. No, it's a big problem in Europe and the United States. Even more of a problem in Europe and the United States because we don't know what they're doing to us. The vast majority of people have absolutely no idea. As Julian Assange said, and we're going to talk about this, he said, this is the last generation who will know any privacy because of your idiotic parents who don't know what's going on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
For months, we have been talking about China's social credit system. As Science Alert points out, it is chilling. And it is straight out of a dystopian science fiction novel. But it's already switched on. It's not 100% implemented, as I pointed out the other day. But it was just a scant 2 months after everybody started talking about this. And, of course, people continued to talk about it, continued to talk to people who have been affected by it already, even though it's only been rolled out to a small percentage of their population. And we realize that the big social media companies who are leading the charge in terms of shutting down freedom of the press and your free speech, that's the key issue here. It is your free speech. If they're going to shadow ban, if they're going to outright overtly ban InfoWars, Alex Jones, that is shutting down not only your ability to see and hear news, but your ability to share news. And I'm going to show you just how dangerous that is for the elites. And they understand that. They acknowledge that. That's why there is such a push on in Europe. In Europe, they're doing it with the government. Here, we have a First Amendment, so they have to pretend that the government is not involved. And you are an idiot if you think the government is not behind everything that's going on with these so-called private corporations. You really don't understand what's going on. That's the most dangerous thing about all of this, is that you don't understand it's our government, it's people like Marco Rubio, not just the Democrats, who are behind this kind of censorship. And you better figure this out, because we don't have much time. They're going to have all this in place by 2030. That's their date, not mine. And they talk about it all the time. This is a plan that has been rolled out for 48 years. A plan that was laid out in detail. Zbigniew Brzezinski, Between Two Ages. How the technocratic elite were going to rule us. As a matter of fact, let me start with that quote. Zbigniew Brzezinski, Mika's daddy. The father of the Trilateral Commission. The guy who said, yeah, we'll have three power centers and we'll join the three power, you know, the U.S., North American Union will be one, the European Union will be another, Asia under China will be a third, and we will unify those as economic trading groups, and then we will join them all together through the United States. And then once we have those three, we can join them all together and have a global governance. But this is how it's going to work. It's going to essentially be technocratic. And this is what he said in his book, Between the Two Ages, America's Role in the Technocratic Era. 1970, 48 years ago, 50 years ago, half a century, let's say. Zbigniew Brzezinski, the technocratic era involves the gradual appearance of a more controlled society. Such a society would be dominated by an elite, unrestrained by traditional values. Soon, it will be possible to assert almost continuous surveillance over every citizen and maintain up-to-date complete files containing even the most personal information about the citizen. These files will be subject to instantaneous retrieval by the authorities. Folks, it's already happened. It's already been implemented in China. The place that the globalists like Henry Kissinger and Richard Nixon were so eager to set up as the beta test site for this technocratic tyranny that Zbigniew Brzezinski was so eager to put in. China's chilling social credit. So does this sound like what Brzezinski was talking about, the social credit system? According to Chinese Communist Party, the system will, quote, allow the trustworthy to roam freely under heaven while making it hard for the discredited to take a single step. That sounds like a tightly controlled society. The most personal information instantaneously retrievable by the authorities. That's exactly what this is. 200 million closed-circuit TV cameras. And they're rolling out this network. And in just a couple of years, they will have 100% coverage in China. Ours is going a little bit more slowly, but we're seeing evidence of this on a daily basis, that these big corporations are rolling out their trustworthy ratings of you. Apple, Facebook, Google. They said the ever-watchful eyes in China right now will be hooked up to facial recognition systems, cross-checked with financial, medical records, legal records, the whole apparatus regulated, interpreted by advanced big data crunching AI networks. And they said the goal is algorithmic governance. That's why they partner with these fascist, elitist corporations. That's why they created them. And they were their creatures. If you don't understand their role in the venture capital firms, if you don't understand the role of the CIA, of DARPA, of the NSA, these various Pentagon, in these venture capital firms that created Facebook and Google that helped to get them started, you really don't understand this technocratic tyranny and the technocratic elite that were created to rule over us 20 years ago as the Internet was becoming practical. People who are late with payments, people who are caught jaywalking, people who are caught smoking in a non-smoking area will be punished. Here's an example from an investigative journalist, Liu Hu, who said the social credit system destroyed his career after he was blacklisted for making accusations of government corruption. Ooh, this kind of sounds like America today, doesn't it? I was blacklisted by Google for making accusations about government corruption, including Google. Branded dishonest. You know, he was fake news, right? He had access to rail travel suspended, his social media accounts. Oh, it's sounding real familiar now. Comprising some 2 million followers were reportedly shut down, effectively making his job impossible. And he said, you can see from the Chinese people's mental state, their eyes are blinded, their ears are blocked. They know little about the world. They live in an illusion. And to underscore that, the last quote in this article is chilling, in this Science Alert article. They talked to a Shanghai-based saleswoman, Joyce Hu, same last name. She said, as long as it doesn't violate my privacy, I'm okay with it. As long as it doesn't violate your privacy, do you not know anything about what this is about? Of course it violates your privacy. It violates every aspect of your privacy. You idiot. Idiot. Oh, it will help me if I follow the rules. They have a very compliant population there for the most part. I mean, see an investigative journalist there. That guy is really an outlier in China. When we adopted my daughter in China, they had taken her from the adoption agency where she had been for the first 4 years of her life. And just before we adopted her, the last year of her life, they had her in a private home. And we got it translated. The father of that home gave her a letter and said, you know, do everything the government, not what your parents tell you, do everything the government tells you. Listen, all this about being a good citizen, man, hammering it down. My sons looked at me and said, they got the wrong family here. But that is the state, the mental state of the Chinese people. They don't really know what's going on. And they are obedient and trusting to a fault. To a fault. One more thing from this article. Individuals aren't the only ones subject to this gamification. So too are companies inside China, but also businesses outside of it. International airlines are already feeling the coercive aspects of this social credit system run by the Chinese government. This tyranny is going to expand out from China. That was what it was designed to do. The opening to China was not just about getting slave labor to make these multinational corporations rich. It was about enslaving you with this technocratic tyranny on the internet. Yeah, they're not just making slaves in the factories. They're going to enslave all of us. They said some fear that this will interfere directly with the sovereignty of other nations. Yes, it will, but more importantly than the sovereignty of other nations, it will interfere with our own civil liberties, our own privacy. And our sovereign nations were created to protect that. That's the only reason that they have any value. Stay with us. Be right back.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point-blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Chinese star goes missing. And all of Hollywood is spooked. This is from The Hollywood Reporter. And, of course, it's the government that makes the people go missing. And then Google works with the Chinese government to make sure that their data goes missing on the Internet as well. This is somebody who is China's biggest female star. People have been talking about that. She disappeared back in June. The biggest Chinese movie star, Fan Bingbing, is her name. They've accused her of tax fraud. And they said, but it's also bigger than that, to the extent that people are so afraid of the tyranny in China that people who have had their picture taken with her are trying to hide as well. They said on September the 16th, the filmmaker unveiled his epic drama Ash is Purest White in Beijing, days ahead of its wide release in China. Noticeably missing from the movie was a scene featuring the director and sometimes actor Fing Zhaozheng. About 4 months earlier, Fing had been a frequent collaborator with this actress, Fan Bingbing. They had been front and center when the film made its world premiere in Cannes. Fan walked the red carpet, but now there are just red flags because they've disappeared. This filmmaker, this newest film, he edited out this actor who was associated with this actress who disappeared 3 months ago. Now, that's kind of self-censorship, isn't it? And that is how dangerous this can be. They said that not only is their disappearance suspicious, but they said there's been a wave of aggressive action by Beijing regulators in the past year, suggesting that President Xi Jinping is tightening his grip on the country's cultural sector. They said Crazy Rich Asians will not get a China release, even though that's a very big movie here in America. And they said, therefore, the follow-up novel, and they're going to do a sequel, China Rich Girlfriend will not shoot in China. And so this kind of crackdown that they're seeing in the cultural sector, crackdowns on actors, and of course the Chinese director gets it right away. Okay, I cut out the scenes with these people that the government doesn't like. They're gone. They're on the cutting room floor. And we don't know where this actress is. Nobody has seen her for 3 months. So said it's left U.S. studios kind of uncertain. They thought they had a nice cash cow here, somebody they could deal with. They've created a monster, the globalists have. One U.S. producer who works frequently in China said the government is going to make examples out of a lot of high-profile people who've made a lot of money and spent a lot of time in the West, because that's not what a good Chinese citizen does. This Fan Bingbing had the lowest social media score of any celebrity, and she has now disappeared since June, the 37-year-old actress. So when we look at this story that just came out about Apple, Apple is now going to give you a trust rating with their new operating system, their latest iOS, iOS 12. And they're going to be assigning trust ratings to iPhone users based on your phone call and your email habits. Now, of course, they're telling us, as the NSA always tells us, Apple's not going to be looking at the contents of your communication. It's not going to be reading your emails. Don't worry about that. And as I pointed out before, that's not the most important way to get information about you. The fastest growing segment of the intelligence sector has been geospatial intelligence, created about the same time they were ramping up the practical internet. The internet itself, of course, goes back to the 1960s, conceived by J.C.R. Licklider at DARPA. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. He was a psychologist. And he wants to know what you're thinking and how you're thinking. And the geospatial intelligence part of the surveillance state that started ramping up in the late 1990s as they were creating these firms, as they were creating the internet, as the CIA created its venture capital firm, InQtel, to fund a lot of these companies. At the time, they realized that one of the most important things that was to just follow your metadata. So when these guys say, oh, we're just looking at your metadata, we're not really reading your emails or listening to your phone conversations, it's like, no, no, no. You can algorithmically get far more information by using geospatial intelligence on this than you can the rest of it. And that's what really all the pre-crime stuff is about. You think that Minority Report is science fiction? They call it anticipatory intelligence. Pre-crime is what they called it in the Minority Report. And, of course, pre-crime, identifying somebody before they do something bad, that's what we always see with Michael Hayden. He says, this isn't about guilt. It's not about bad people. It's about interesting people. You know, people like the president, people like Alex Jones, people like InfoWars Reporter, those people, those interesting people, politically interesting. And so when we look at this, Apple giving you a trust rating, I have to ask you, do you really trust Apple? Do you trust Apple under Tim Cook? This is a guy who is very, very politically active. This is a guy who gave $8.5 million of his own money to push gay marriage in three southern states, Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi. He's also, by the way, on the board of Nike and the NFL. Only two companies that he's got that kind of high-level connection with besides Apple. And, of course, Apple gave $100,000 to fight Proposition 8 in California, which said marriage is between one man and one woman. Interestingly, even in California, that wins when it's put to a vote. Even in California, even with the backing of big corporations, one man, one woman, marriage won in California. That's why they had to overthrow it with the Supreme Court. And so he's very politically active. You know, he was considered to be, Hillary considered him as a running mate. And if we look at how things came down with the Snowden leaks, just go back for a moment, because one of the key things that came out about Apple, and I'll show you the slides, and it's very important for us to remember where we are and where these big corporations are, because Apple and Tim Cook were leading the charge to censor InfoWars and Alex Jones. They got all the big corporations to do it within a 12-hour period. Of course, everybody was saying, well, we follow the lead of Apple. So let's talk about Apple a little bit. Remember that 1984 commercial that they ran in Super Bowl of 1984 to introduce the Macintosh? They only ran it once. You know, it's kind of like the LBJ commercial about the Daisy that he ran against Goldwater. They only have to run a commercial like that once. It becomes very controversial, and then everybody else picks it up. Let's play that commercial before we go to break.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Act. We created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology, where each worker may bloom, secure from the pests of a...
And I'll just talk over this because we got a lot of people listening to this. Of course, when Apple did this, what this said to me as a young engineer, I had grown up in a system that was largely centralized data control. And the personal computer that Steve Jobs and Apple had been championing promised to give us independence and freedom from centralized control. And now we're seeing just the opposite under new leadership at Apple, under the internet. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats. that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
So Apple's going to give you a trust rating. Don't worry, it's just on your metadata. They're not really going to listen to your phone call, not really going to read your emails, just like the NSA. They will know more about you by looking at your metadata than if they were to do that. But anyway, they're going to give you a trust rating. Do you trust these people? That's the question. That's what I tweeted out when I saw this yesterday. And so I played for you as we're going to break the 1984 commercial for Apple Macintosh. As I said, it was a very monolithic environment. You had Microsoft and IBM running the PC movement. But of course, other than that, people really hadn't had the power of a personal computer. And in the early days, it was a very decentralizing thing. And it looked like that was going to continue with the Internet. I believe, however, that this was designed from the very beginning, back in the 1960s, to be a tool of psychological control. And that as they have brought us into this, just as they have brought us into the social media ghettos, as Matt Drudge said when he came here to InfoWars back in the fall of 2015, he said, it is a ghetto. They're trying to get people in here. They're going to lock you in here. And then they're going to destroy these organizations, destroy free speech. And I think that is the business model for the entire Internet. I think the entire thing was a rope-a-dope. Now, it's going to be a fight. There's a lot of technical people out there who can do things. And when Eric Schmidt says we're going to have two Internets, one controlled by China, the other one controlled by the United States, that may be true. We may actually have a third Internet, if that's going to be the case, one that is actually free, a dark web that will be free. And that's going to be up to the freedom-loving geniuses out there who will apply their ability. That's really what our free speech is going to depend on. The ability. It is going to be an electronic warfare and countermeasures going back and forth to maintain this free speech. It's not something that we can trust our governments to do. Certainly not China and the United States. He's looking at it from the standpoint is he's going to have two separate business models. He's going to have a business entity that deals with China and does everything that the Chinese government tells them to do. And then he'll have another one that does everything that the U.S. government and Marco Rubio tell them to do. That's what the hearings were really about. The hearings at the Senate that Alex Jones went to, and of course, you know, he was shut down because he had some angry remarks to say to his masters, CNN and Marco Rubio. That just shows you the bipartisanship of the establishment, political and media, and organizations, how they're working together. It isn't politicians versus media. It isn't Democrats versus Republicans. They're all working together in the same thing. And you can include in that social media. They were not interested in shadow banning and covert operations done by these people. They weren't interested in exposing that. They weren't interested in talking to the person who had had that done to them overtly. Marco Rubio even pretended he didn't know who Alex Jones was. As I said, Anselm P. Rambla, a Spanish archaeologist who was at the conference I spoke at a week ago, was introduced to me, and he barely speaks English and said, this guy works for Alex Jones. So, oh, see, I know who Alex Jones is, but Marco Rubio doesn't know who he is. Marco Rubio, who is holding a Senate committee hearing on freedom of the Internet and abuses of social media, doesn't know who Alex Jones is 5-6 weeks after the censorship. Okay. No, it was about talking to these people and saying, oh, you think you're going to do what the Chinese government's going to do? You're going to do what we're going to do. So that's why Eric Schmidt is saying there's going to be two different internets. There will be a third one, though, for you and I. There'll be one that does what the government wants, with the two different governments, and then there'll be another one for you and I that does what we want, which is to give us information. So let's take a look at how Apple, and especially Tim Cook, has folded into this, because this was shown to us in the Ed Snowden slides, some of the slides that were exposed as part of the Snowden documents. They were top secret slides. They didn't want people to know that they think that you're a bunch of zombie idiots. And let's just, before we show those slides, let's talk about the timing here of all of this. Because show the slide that shows the PRISM program and when the various corporations got into it. There you go. Now, you see that slide there. The very first corporation that gets in is Microsoft in 2007. The very last one that gets in. So you see Facebook and YouTube and or Google and Yahoo and all these different companies that you know of getting into it at various times. The very last one to get in there, and there's a bit of a gap there, too, was Apple in 2012. Now, it's kind of interesting because if you look at the timing, Steve Jobs stepped down from Apple because of his illnesses in January of 2011. He resigned in August that same year, and he died in October of 2011. So he really wasn't involved in the company that much. Tim Cook had taken over. When did Apple join PRISM program? 2012 with Tim Cook. And after these slides came out, and not just slides, but all the information that Snowden put out, there were three executives who went 2 months later. These things, Snowden left in May. The documents were released in June. And 2 months later, there was a closed-door meeting with Barack Obama and three executives from tech companies. You had the... You had an executive from Google, one from AT&T, and you had Tim Cook from Apple meeting with Obama on how to do damage control from the Snowden documents. Now, let's show that other slide that was the NSA bragging about how you zombies are buying Big Brother. There you go. So they referenced that commercial that I showed, that Super Bowl commercial, said, who knew in 1984 that this would be Big Brother? And they show Steve Jobs holding up the phone. And then the last one is, and that the zombies would pay for it. And they show a guy there, and he's got iPhone 4 written all over his face, which is also significant because the iPhone 5, that shows that that was released about the time. And I don't know if when you look at when the iPhone 5 came out, that came out, I think, see if I write this down, I think that came out in March of 2013. Nevertheless, the iPhone 4 gives us an indication that it was sometime between the release of the iPhone 4 and the release of the iPhone 5, which would be about the time that Apple came on. So I don't know if they were laughing about the fact that now Tim Cook is working with us, or if they were laughing about the fact that they had hacked it. Don't really know. Nevertheless, do you trust this guy? I don't trust him at all. I don't trust Google either. Google is saying it continues to allow apps to scan data from Gmail accounts. This is after we just saw last week or so, they were caught collecting data from people, even when people turned that off. If you go to Google Maps, they're still collecting information from you. If you've got that app, they're collecting it even when you say don't collect it and you turn it off. Now, they didn't stop doing that. They just changed their terms of services and said, we've just changed it. We're going to let you know that we are still going to collect that information. So they were lying to you about it before. Now they're telling you the truth, but they're still going to collect it one way or the other. And as this story from the Wall Street Journal says, using software tools provided by Gmail and other email services, outside app developers can access information about what products people buy, where they travel. See, this is a geospatial intelligence. What their friends and colleagues that they're interacting with. That's the essence of geospatial intelligence. Who are your friends? Who do you see? Because from that, and where you go, and who you meet with, from that information, they can make all kinds of inferences about your political beliefs, your religious beliefs, even if they don't look at the content that you put out there. And then we have the Google workers discussing tweaking the search function to counter Trump's travel ban. Looking through email traffic, figuring out ways that they can leverage the search function, because, you know, Google is not a search engine. Just understand that. Google is not a search engine. Facebook and Twitter are not social media. They are tools of control. This is a 48-year-old plan for a global technocratic tyranny laid out by Zbigniew Brzezinski, and it is being implemented now. Wake up. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber. A mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even supports your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, We've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend Coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We've said from the very beginning that the censorship of InfoWars and Alex Jones is about trying to affect the election, and I'm going to prove it to you in this segment. I'm going to show you how it has affected the elections in Europe, throughout Europe, how they're very afraid of that. Correlated that with the recent election in Sweden and so forth, and Google also coordinated that with what happened in the 2016 election. Very upset about that. We're going to get to that, and I'm also going to get to the Kavanaugh hearings. It is important for us to talk about the Kavanaugh hearings because it is fueling this feminist war. Even Sean Penn pointed out that this whole Me Too movement is about creating a war between men and women. Yes, that is a big part of it. It's a part of the identity politics that the Democrats are playing. But it's also important to talk about it because it is part of the failures of due process. And we are actually talking about the Supreme Court, aren't we? So we look at these demands that are being made by the lawyers representing the accuser, Christine Ford. Did they ever go to law school or anything? Do they even understand the basic fundamental principles about due process and fairness? They're all about fairness. Well, there is a process that helps for fairness, the sort of thing where people accuse you, you have a chance to answer those accusations, and you don't have the innocent person go first, which is what they're now demanding. Don't go out there and say, well, I am innocent, and then they get to come in and make the charges that are about something completely different after you. In every court of law, the prosecution always goes first. They come in and they make charges against you. And then they make their case against you, and then you have an opportunity to answer it, to call witnesses in your favor, and so forth. But that's not the way they want this to be run. And they're going to demand when it's going to be done, and so forth. It's very, very transparent about that. But I think it's good for the Supreme Court justice to experience injustice. I think it's a very good thing. I think it'll be a growing thing for Kavanaugh. I think it was a good thing for Clarence Thomas. I wonder if Clarence Thomas would have been as good a justice as he is, and he's a great justice, if it hadn't been for the circus that was created by Anita Hill, who went on after the unsubstantiated claims that she made against him, very minor compared to what Bill Clinton was accused of, went on to become a defender of Bill Clinton 7 years later. That hypocrisy. But there's a lot about the Kavanaugh hearing that is nothing but salacious gossip and kabuki theater, which Washington always does to distract us from core issues. These are core issues, I believe. Our freedom of speech, our ability to not only speak freely on the internet, but to not have the internet used as a tool of control and surveillance against us. You better understand what they are setting up here. This, I believe, is why I spent the first hour on this, is far more important than any Supreme Court hearing, because if we can get the American people to have the ability to communicate and think critically without being dominated and propagandized by establishment media and establishment politicians, then we can even control the Supreme Court. Yes, it is possible to control the Supreme Court if we are informed of our rights and we know where these people are coming from. Real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. And we have a special just for the listeners of this program. You can get 15% off of our large Gravity Feed ProPure King water filtration system. 15% off. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout to save 15% off of that water filter. We also have 50% off several other products that are very popular. BodEase, our popular turmeric formula. And it's not just turmeric, but it is also many other ingredients in there that help to activate the turmeric. That is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, along with Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Those are both 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, we have our final run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 25% off. Get it while supplies last. Take a look at the other specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. September is Preparedness Month. We have a lot of products there. New food and water filtration, seed, accessory specials to help you to prepare for natural disasters or for man-made disasters. So take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget, 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system with the code REALNEWS. All right, let's go back to Google. Because this is a Wall Street Journal article. It's up on the Drudge Report. Email traffic reviewed by the Wall Street Journal shows that employees proposed ways to leverage search functions, steps to counter what they consider to be Islamophobic statements. They would algorithmically look at terms like Islam, Muslim, Iran, etc. They would also look at things like Mexico, Hispanic, Latino, because, and then filter the search engine results, because Google is not a search engine. It is a control tool. A control tool. They say the email chain, while sprinkled with cautionary disclaimers about engaging in political activity, considered ways to harness the company's vast influence on the internet in response to President Trump's so-called travel ban. They said, well, this is just a brainstorm of idea. We never really implemented any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. Just like, you know, they said, Google has never manipulated its search results or modified any of its products to promote a particular political ideology. Now, they would never do something like that. They would never ban somebody like me because they don't like what I have to say. Nah, that's just a conspiracy theory, right? Said recently, Breitbart News released a video of a 2016 company meeting in which Google senior managers lamented Mr. Trump's election victory. And then even the Wall Street Journal, of course, doesn't get it right, because the Wall Street Journal is open borders. Let's understand. But the Wall Street Journal says Trump's original travel ban, implemented to restrict immigration from countries deemed to be a security risk, temporarily barred visitors and immigrants from 7 majority Muslim countries. Wrong, Wall Street Journal. Fake news, Wall Street Journal. I understand everybody can get something wrong. Factually, they are wrong on this point. There were 7 countries, yes, but they were not all Muslim countries. This is a common tact of criticism of President Trump that is now being repeated by the Wall Street Journal, and it's false. There are 51 countries in the world that are majority Muslim. 51. So just remember 50. Now, there were 7 countries, and do you think that North Korea is a majority Muslim country? Wall Street Journal? No. How about Venezuela? Are they Muslim majority? No. Okay. That leaves 5 countries that were Muslim majority. So that means that that's only 10% of the Muslim majority countries in the world that President Trump was in. So this is not targeting. This is not a Muslim ban, is my point. This is not a Muslim ban. There's more than 7 Muslim countries, and there weren't, on all the countries that were banned on the travel ban, were not all Muslim countries. North Korea and Venezuela were on there. They also had countries that we are at war with. Yemen, Syria, countries that Barack Obama has been at war with, Libya, Somalia, and then there's Iran. Do you think those countries might have dangerous individuals in there? Do you think those countries, even if they don't have dangerous individuals before, have dangerous individuals now that we've been bombing them? Do you think we ought to know who's coming in from those countries? It is not a Muslim ban, but they point out Google joined nearly 100 tech companies, including, guess what, the usual suspects. What we need somebody create a meme, and we have the thing from Kevin Spacey's movie, The Usual Suspects. I'm so sorry that we found out the truth about Kevin Spacey. I really liked his body of work. It's hard to watch those movies anymore. We were just talking about that with my brother-in-law. But anyway, that was an excellent movie. But, you know, these usual suspects. But instead of their faces, you put the corporate logos. Apple, Facebook, Google joined 100 tech companies in filing a joint amicus brief in February 2017, challenging President Trump vetting people coming in from these foreign countries. But it's not just that. It's not just the email information that we saw here. It's not just the video where the Google executives are bemoaning the fact that Mr. Trump had won the election, as they point out. But also, if you go back 10 days ago, this article on Breitbart, an email chain, not just the video, but an email chain between senior Google executives the day after the 2016 presidential election. Tucker Carlson talked about this at the time. Election results in the Latino vote. They were bemoaning the fact that Google's multicultural marketing had not worked. They said, we did a great job here. You know, this is the way it starts out. We worked very hard. Many people did. We pushed to get out the Latino vote in our features, our partners, our voices. The problem was that they assumed that the Latino vote was going to go for Hillary, and it didn't. Not in the numbers that they expected. And as Tucker Carlson said, this was not a get out the vote, whatever they say. They wasn't aimed at a balanced cross section of subgroups. They didn't try to get to Christian Arabs in Michigan or Persian Jews in LA that vote for Republicans. They thought it was going to be the Latinos who are going to vote for them. And what sunk them, and they admitted it, only they said, we got 29% of the Hispanics didn't vote for Hillary. That's what went wrong. The partisan. We're going to tell you how this has affected elections in Europe.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Fight for the heart and
soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to get to the Kavanaugh hearing. And we have other news we're going to talk about, of course, that's going to affect your life. But this is something that I think really affects your life. And we need to look at all this information that is coming out about the involvement, the intricate involvement of Google politically, how they have worked to get out the vote for segments that they believed were going to go, wrongfully believed, that were going to go overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton, bemoaning the fact afterwards that, oh, it didn't work out the way we never thought that 29% of the people in the Hispanic community nationally were going to go for Trump. That's where we went wrong. And in Florida, it was even 31%. Oh, no. We spent all that time. We worked very hard. Many people did. We pushed to get out the Latino vote with our features, our partners, our voices. And then when you look down at the bottom line, ultimately, they said, this is what they wrote in the email. Ultimately, after all was said and done, the Latino community did come out to vote. But they completely surprised us. We never anticipated that 29% of Latinos would vote for Trump. No one did. We saw the headlines like this about early voter turnout. We thought, this is finally the year that the sleeping giant has awoken. But they voted for Trump. See, that's the partisanship of this. And as Tucker Carlson pointed out, they chose that community because they thought. They didn't do a across-the-board get-out-the-vote. They particularly targeted these voters because they thought they were theirs. And then they use that phrase, sleeping giant. Remember Sleeping Giant? That's that organization that tried to, had the advertising executive that covertly decided that he was going to organize boycotts and shadow bans of corporations as far as advertising goes. And he called it sleeping giants. Well, they're schlepping now, aren't they? And then he got all upset because people expose him. They do this in secret. They do it in the dark. But the thing that should really concern you now is that they're doing it in the open. And nobody is stopping them. One last thing here about Google. And then we'll talk about how effective this has been in the elections. Most recent elections in Sweden. And they understand this. They're seeing this happen in the American election. They're seeing it happen abroad. And it has the globalist running scared. That's why they are taking the risk to do a high-profile move like shutting down InfoWars just before this election. Former Google CEO predicts that the Internet will split in two by 2028. Why did he pick that date? 2028. As I pointed out many times, the 2030 continues to show up everywhere. Now, part of this is because it's the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability, of course. All the environmentalism. And, of course, you can look at this and say, well, a lot of this is all, they use the veneer of environmentalism to impose their controls on the economy, their controls on the population and so forth. It's all for sustainability. And so if the UN has said it's going to be 2030, you're going to see in virtually every city, take a look at your city, virtually every city, Boston, you name it, they've all got their 2030 agenda plans out there for their smart cities that are going to be in place and finished by 2030. Now, if you look at the book, The Fourth Turning, where they talk about every 70 to 80 years, there's a process because generations coincide. And we have entered that process. We're already 10 years into it. And many times it takes 20 years to get through it. Neil Howe, the surviving member of the team that did the research, and they went back 500 years to see a historical generational pattern to history in American and English history. And as they point out in recent times, because of communications and because of the dominance of the United States, this has now become a worldwide phenomenon. He believes it's going to be 2029, but we continue to see all this. Oh, there'll be no private cars. Everybody will be locked into the smart cities with their 5G radiation and so forth, following them everywhere they go. And here's another prediction for that magical moment when they're done. And that is that China will have its own internet. And then the internet here in America will be under its own control of this government. The question is, are we going to have any freedom left? Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Former Google CEO Eric Schmidt predicts the internet will split in two by 2028. One part will be led by China. This is a story that was at the top of the Drudge Report last night. And let's take a look at why he's saying this, where he comes up with the date. As I said at the top of the hour, you keep seeing this date, 2028, coming up for all types of things. It's the date that all these smart cities are supposed to be in place and where you are supposed to be confined to those smart cities and your micro apartments being carried around. If you have good social credit, you'll be able to get a robot car to take you around, but you're not going to have your own car. They will track and tax your every movement. But of course, the Paris Climate Accord is going to have all the key things in place by 2030, because this is a UN agenda and it has an environmental aspect to it. That's the beard in which they get this. And as I said before, it's environmentalism. It's a watermelon. It's green, thin veneer green on the outside, and it is a red tool of Marxist control on the inside. Yeah, remember when red was the color of communists and not the Republican Party? I really hate talking about red state, blue state stuff. And that was a genius move again by these people who always seize the rhetorical high ground with the terms that they use, even the colors that they use. It would have been too much of a tell to have the socialist be the red party, wouldn't it? Can't have that. Oh, yeah, let's call them the blue. Maybe people won't catch on. No, we understand they're communists. But when we look at this, it's not just the fact that this is all folded into an environmentalist veneer. Why we keep seeing the 2030s. I said before, people who wrote Fourth Turning, they believe that this Fourth Turning that we're in right now, and if you don't know what that's about, if you go back to the last Fourth Turning, every 70, 80 years of a turning, they had a very long pattern that they went back 500 years in American and English history. But to give you an idea, the last one that we had, Fourth Turning, was the Great Depression and World War II. Prior to that, the Civil War. Prior to that, the Revolutionary War. So you get an idea that it may turn into a war that always involves a massive unrest and a restructuring of society. That's why this is such a critical time. And yes, I will talk about the Supreme Court soap opera. But that's not the center of what's going on. Don't take your eye off of this ball for that little soap opera in Washington. They're always trying to distract you with one little dog and pony show after the other. This is just the latest example of it. Even who sits on the Supreme Court is not as big a deal as this is. Because if they set up this plan for domination, it doesn't matter who's on the Supreme Court, folks. It doesn't matter who nominally is in charge of anything at the federal government or any other level of government if we let them get away with this. This kind of technocratic tyranny. And again, I'll just read you that quote from Zbigniew Brzezinski 48 years ago. Between two ages, America's role in the technocratic era. The technocratic era involves a gradual appearance of a more controlled society. Gradual appearance of a more controlled society. And it is increasingly speeding up. Such a society would be dominated by an elite unrestrained by traditional values. And I'll add, unrestrained by legal values as well. Not just traditional values. the cultural values, the legal structures, they're not going to be restrained by that. Soon it will be possible to assert almost continuous surveillance over every citizen, maintain up-to-date complete files containing even the most personal information about the citizen. These files will be subject to instantaneous retrieval by the authorities. That's a nightmare. And it's already happened, as I said, in the last hour in China. It's already there. And it's already being laid down by the same companies that just openly banned one of the most popular sites that they oppose politically, InfoWars and Alex Jones. Tim Cook, that's been a good deal of time talking about, bringing them into this surveillance state after Steve Jobs is out. Because I don't really think that Steve Jobs is into that. I think Steve Jobs was into technology, not politics. As a matter of fact, I've heard accounts that he went to Washington and was fed up, didn't want to play that game. I knew somebody who was one of the system managers of System 7, knew him quite well. Steve Jobs is a difficult guy to work for, to put it mildly. He worked there for a couple of years, and then he spent a year walking the Appalachian Trail to decompress. But he was not the kind of guy that Tim Cook is, a Machiavellian politician type of guy who doesn't know or care about creating products. He doesn't care what you want on your phone, and he doesn't care that the InfoWars app was the number one app. He'll take it off. Just ban it. Shut it down. And then here's Google. Eric Schmidt says Alpha, his parent company now, who's the executive chairman of parent company of Google, Alphabet. They changed the names, whatever. Musical chairs. Predicts that within the next decade, there'll be two distinct internets, one led by the U.S., the other by China. Because, you know, no man can serve two masters. And they are serving their masters. No corporation can either. Will either of these be free? I don't know. And this was at a private event in San Francisco convened by an investment firm, Village Global Venture Capital. It's all there, isn't it? It takes companies and people like Eric Schmidt to create a global village. And it takes venture capital firms that are heavily influenced by people from DARPA, the CIA, the NSA, the Pentagon, to create companies like Google and Facebook. At the event, economist Tyler Cowen asked, what are the chances that the internet fragments over the years? And Schmidt said, I think the most likely scenario now is not a splintering, but rather a bifurcation into a Chinese-led internet and a non-Chinese internet led by America. And he goes on to say, if you look at China, and I was just there, the scale of the companies that are being built, the services being built, the wealth that is being created is phenomenal. Yes, the president is not Xi. The president is ka-ching, the cash register sound. Yeah, don't be evil. No, they are evil. They are evil and they are greedy. And their services are for sale to the highest bidding tyrant. That's what Google has become. They'll do anything. They'll do anything if the money is there. He said the Chinese internet is an even greater percentage of the GDP of China. And he said, look at the way the Belt and Road Initiative works. It involves about 60 countries. It's perfectly possible those countries will begin to take on the infrastructure that China has with some loss of freedom. So he's saying they're going to rope these other countries in with their Belt and Road Initiative. And again, they are, it's physical trade. You know, think of the Silk Road type of thing. That's what they're thinking of. They're making inroads into Africa, into the Middle East especially, and into Asia. They want those natural resources. And of course, they're also putting it into Europe. And what he is saying is that because they've got so much money now, why had they get so much money? Oh, because we allowed them, we sent all the multinational corporations sent their factories over there. They enslaved their people in these factories. But the guys at the top are making phenomenal amounts of money, and they're going to use that as leverage just like these people at Google, like Eric Schmidt. They're going to use their filthy wealth to take away the freedoms of these other 60 countries. And again, Project Dragonfly, blocking sensitive results, things like peaceful protests, you know, because you don't want to have that. And then turning over the phone numbers to the Chinese government. That's what Google is doing. I reported that yesterday. And how they have their pollution patrol cars, Google Map cars. They're going to be doing that as a pollution patrol here in the United States and in Europe. Funneling that money to organizations that will litigate for more controls on our economy, more controls on your life. But for China, Google will hide information about air quality. Ah, that's where your bifurcation is. Not two internets. What it is right now is it's not even two masters. They have one master, and it is China. That's really what Google is about. When we come back, I'm going to prove to you that this is about the election. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's just purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com is 25% off right now.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Information war, and they're losing it. They're going to take out the other side. We had testimony going back to November of 2017. Got a guy who'd worked in the intelligence community as well as in the military saying the same, that very thing. You know, they always talk about how it's a war, don't they? But if we talk about that as a metaphor, we're not allowed to use that metaphor. That is taken literally. And Alex Jones is shut down by Twitter. That's what they did before they pulled him off completely for confronting the Quisling, the statist Quisling that was demanding that InfoWars be taken down, who worked for CNN. Anyway, let's talk about how this is about manipulating the election. I'm going to tell you how and why this is about manipulating the election. Before we get into the how, let's talk about why they're concerned that this will manipulate the election. As Breitbart pointed out yesterday, alt media accounted for one third of the Swedish election Facebook shares. A study showed that the most alternative media sites leaned toward the right of the political spectrum, and that on issues like mass migration, they saw an even greater presence on Facebook, said a Swedish broadcaster, SVT. They said, we do not know much about reading and reach, but this result gives an indication that immigration-critical alternative media in Sweden have become very big. That's why they have to shut it down. It affects elections. Yes, it does. And they know that. You know that. They know that. And so they're just going to make a bold move and censor what you're able to share. And they've got a lot of different strategies to do this. And we'll talk about some of these here in just a moment, how they're going to do this. But why they're doing it is laid out in the most recent election in Sweden. They said users feel more inclined to share alternative media, they said. And this is the example that the Swedish broadcaster, who's part of the establishment media, gave. Said, well, they feel that they're spreading news stories that haven't been seen by the majority of other users. It also might be because they agree. But he goes on to say, well, established media appears a little bit everywhere. So they feel like it doesn't make any sense to share it. Well, they may not agree with it either, which is why they're not sharing it. Because 54% of the Swedes in the survey said the Swedish media doesn't tell the truth about social problems associated with immigration. That's the reason. If you want to know, they're looking at this and they say, they're lying. You know, we know what is happening in our communities. And the media and the government are working together and lying to us. So here's the real information. I want to share this with you. So they've got to shut that down. It had a big effect. It had a big effect on the election. As a matter of fact, they said a strong showing by the anti-immigration Sweden Democrats in the elections that were held on September 9th drained away so many votes from the establishment parties that the two main parliamentary blocs were left virtually tied and far short of a governing majority. This is a story from Zero Hedge. Because, folks, establishment parties equal establishment press. They are one and the same thing. Two sides of the same coin. If the establishment press is losing the ear of the people because the people don't believe them anymore, and it's pretty obvious to us all. You really do think you're fooling us, CNN, CBS, NBC, ABC, NPR? You really think that you're fooling us, MSNBC? You're not fooling us. Even in Russia, where they had the Soviet Union, where they had the information so severely restricted that they only had two press organizations. One of them was called Truth. The other one was called News, Izvestia and Pravda. And they said, well, there's no Truth in Pravda. There's no News in Izvestia. They knew they were being lied to, even though they didn't have any other alternative sources. They could still talk to each other. And that's the point of social media. You can still talk to each other. They're going to try to stop that. They said the Sweden Democrats won 17.5% of the vote. They emerged as the third largest in the country. Now, this is important. They came in third. That's not what the polls said before the election, however. They said that before the election, a YouGov poll that was published just 4 days before the election showed that the Sweden Democrats, again, this is the conservative party that is concerned about immigration, was at 28.4% instead of the 17.5% that they got. And this is a big deal when you have so many different political parties. They have about a dozen different political parties, so they have to put together a ruling coalition after the election. And so they wound up coming in third place. They said the they would have been the largest party in Sweden, but they wound up coming in third place. They said, well, why is that? Well, they said, maybe it's because the mainstream media smeared this political party and anybody who was going to vote. Same tactic they did to President Trump. Oh, you're far right. You're racist. You're Nazis. Creating a stigma. They would even, in the televised debate, the other candidates came out and said, you're a Nazi party. You're a racist party. The usual types of things. But they also invested money to get actually $850,000 of taxpayer money, the ruling party did, to encourage immigrants to vote. And when they did that, in the areas that were controlled by immigrants, 90% of the immigrants, the residents were immigrants, they got 77% of the vote. And so a similar pattern took place in five dozen other no-go zones in Sweden. The police in Sweden euphemistically refer to these as vulnerable areas. Everybody else says, don't go there. It's controlled by Muslim immigrants, and it's very dangerous. It is vulnerable if you go there. And so when you look at this, those are a couple of factors. They bribed, focused, just like Google did, focused on these areas of immigrants. And they got 77% of them, unlike here in America. They only got 61%, and that made the difference. And that's what Google was wringing their hands over. We got these people to show up, and we got them to vote, but we only got 61% of them to vote for Hillary. Well, here in Sweden, they got 77% of them to vote. So I said, well, maybe that was what did it. Maybe it was the stigmatizing, or maybe it was just outright fraud. You know, when you do that, again, this poll was conducted 4 days before the election. Did things really change that much? There was a 7% difference. When the American government looks at foreign elections to see if they were honest or not, the American government looks at exit polls versus the official results. If the exit polls and the official results vary by more than 4%, they consider that to be a rigged election, a dishonest election. So here you have a situation 4 days before the election, and you have a loss of 7%, and there wasn't any known event, there wasn't any last-minute scandal like we typically see in American elections that came out that would explain that. It could just be fraud. And we have seen this type of thing happen over and over again. Saw this happen in some previous Brazilian elections. You had the lady who was a communist get elected, and the day before the election, she showed up at a football game, a soccer game, we'd say in the U.S., and she was booed. Had to leave. The entire soccer stadium was booing her. The polls were showing that she was losing by double digits. And then on the day of the election, it turned it around, and she won by double digits, and they shut down the exit polling organization. There's only one organization that does the exit polling, same as in the United States.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Talking about how, headline, Sweden, the anti-immigration party becomes kingmaker. And the reason that happened was because alternative media there accounted for one-third of Swedish election Facebook shares. Just one-third. It was more than that here in the United States. That's why they have to make that move. And that's why this is about the election. And it is about controlling what you are allowed to say. This isn't even about freedom of the press as much as it is about your ability to speak what you believe, to share what you believe. It's your free speech, because that is separate and distinct from freedom of the press. But both of them are being attacked right now by the actions of our government and these multinational corporations that have been put in place as tools of control by our government. And if you think that this government that we have here in America is any different in nature or design or long-term plan than the Chinese government, you better wake up. They're just doing it a little bit more gradually, a little bit more covertly for the moment. But the day is coming, and it is already upon us where this is beginning. So as we see that they're making these moves against social media. I want to tell you some of the moves that they're making in Europe, not just here in America. In Europe, they're doing it with legislation already because they don't have anything like the First Amendment that they have to pretend to obey. And they don't want you people here in America to wake up to what's going on because you've still got your guns. People in Europe have been pacified. They can't do anything about it. But they don't want you to wake up to what's going on here. They want to keep you deceived until the very last moment. So we look at what's happening here, the fact that the Swedish election was changed by what was done on social media. In Denmark, they have what apparently is a U-turn on multiculturalism, reports RT. They set a new contract with a state broadcaster published by the Danish Ministry of Culture on Tuesday. And they said the contract states that the DR must make it clear that Danish society is based on the principles of, quote, democracy and has its roots in Christianity. Christianity is the basis of our liberal, and I mean that in the sense of tolerant and focused on liberty, of our liberal democracies. It has its origin in Christianity. That's what real tolerance is about. That's what real multiculturalism is about. And when they tell you that in the name of tolerance, they're going to censor people, and in the name of multiculturalism, they're going to censor people, that's what they're imposing, is a single unified culture like in the EU. Europe is a good example of that. Europe had the richest tapestry of different cultures and languages and architecture and art and so forth, and now they're imposing this gray uniformity on Europe. But previously, they said that the broadcaster should, quote, work for the promotion of integration into Danish society. So now they've changed from promote immigration to tell people that we are a democracy. Talk about democracy and talk about its roots in Christianity. That is a big change. We have Viktor Orban and other people in Poland and the Czech Republic and in Italy and in Austria. All these populist movements, how are they getting there? Through the power of the people. People who can see and think and speak freely, and they don't like that. And so we're going to get here to the techniques that they're going to use to come after people. But as Zero Hedge pointed out, this is from the Ron Paul Institute. Orban's Moscow visit is a middle finger to the EU after last week's humiliation. And he is also, Viktor Orban from Hungary, is supported by Poland, by the Czech Republic. He recently received the support of the Czech Prime Minister and the Italian Minister of the Interior, Matteo Salvini, and also the Austrian Foreign Minister. And as I point out in this story from the Ron Paul Institute, the striking thing about Orban and his Central European allies is that they are from countries which, Orban puts it, suffered greatly under Russia in the past. And yet, what he did to give them the middle finger, he went to meet with Putin. Why? Because you have people like Macron and Merkel in Germany saying, you don't want to, you know, Russia is the center of everything evil, just as we're being told by the globalist establishment here. And they've suffered under Russia. They're not under no illusions that the Russians are perfect. But they also understand that they could be a counter to this European superstate that these other people are creating. The irony, they said, is greater because Orban personally played a key role, one that is often forgotten by historians, a key role in bringing about the end of Soviet rule in Central Europe. His speech that he made in Heroes Square in Budapest, June 16, 1989, as the Soviet Union was falling, on the occasion of the reburial of the leader of the 1956 uprising, of a person who led a uprising in Hungary in 1956, was the first time that anybody in the Warsaw Pact had publicly called for the withdrawal of Soviet troops. And just as a reminder, NATO was set up as a counter to the Warsaw Pact. The Warsaw Pact doesn't exist anymore. All those countries now belong to NATO. Why do we have NATO? NATO is now engaged in regime change in Syria. And the Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore. News flash for Nikki Haley, for the Democrats, for all those involved in every form of McCainery, bipartisan McCainery out there. Immigration is not a human right, says the Hungarian leader. And he says the pro-migrant UN officials are spreading lies. And so CNN responds and says Hungary is a threat to international order. The U.S. must act now. CNN always the Quislings, the attack dogs of the globalists. They have no shame. But you can always count on CNN to take the lead in these phony opposition movements. That's the role that they fulfill against Trump, against InfoWars, against Hungary, against anybody who fights against the globalist establishment. That is CNN. So Hungary is a threat, and the U.S. must shut them down. And talking about Viktor Orban. Why? Because of that visit. So I hope that Viktor Orban, who has banned George Soros, a Hungarian, they know exactly what George Soros is about. They have banned him and told his non-governmental organization to get out of Hungary. You can go put your headquarters somewhere else. You're not welcome here. Julian Assange summed this up. He said, the generation being born now is the last one that's going to be free. He said this in his last video interview before he was cut off from the outside world by the Ecuadorian embassy. He gave an interview on how technological advances are changing humankind. He said global surveillance will soon be totally unavoidable. Here's a quote. He said, this generation being born now is the last free generation. You are born and either immediately or within, say, a year, you are known globally. Globally. Your identity in one form or another, coming as a result of your idiotic parents plastering your name and photographs all over Facebook, or as a result of insurance applications or passport applications, your identity is now known to all the major world players and powers. He said it's going to be impossible for anyone to not be included into global databases that are collected by the governments and these state-like entities that we call corporations. It is fascism. It is the merger of corporations and governments. He goes on to say, very few technically capable people are able to live apart, to choose to live apart, to choose to go their own way. It smells a bit like totalitarianism in some way. In many ways, it does. And as RT comments on this, the capacity to collect and process information about people has been growing exponentially, will continue to grow fast, he went on to say. With advances in applying artificial intelligence to big data, the next logical step is coming. Let's talk about how this looks. You know, we don't have the Soviet Union anymore, but we still have the tactics of totalitarian states. Marine Le Pen must now undergo psychiatric evaluation. Why? Because she posted on social media pictures of things that ISIS had done. And now she's considered to be mentally ill.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
I want to plow into all of this, that I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Totalitarian regimes. You take the opposition and you put them in a mental institution, right? You say, they must be crazy. Nobody in their right mind would ever challenge Stalin or Mao or Emmanuel Macron. So Marine Le Pen must be crazy. This is what they've said. They have a court finding, as they report in The Local, which is a French website. They say the unusual summoning is in relation to Le Pen having tweeted out gruesome propaganda images from the terror group ISIS. So this is something that ISIS is proud of. You know, they're proud of the fact that they kill people, mutilate their bodies in the process, and they take pictures of it, they pose with it. They're very proud of that. She tweeted that out, and she said, this is ISIS. You should know your enemy. Oh, but they don't want you to know your enemy. They don't want you to know the people that they are defending, that they want to defend in Syria, that they have armed, that they want to be the air force for, that they want to be air support and rocket support for, that they want to have an excuse and are demanding an excuse to go in and attack them with troops, if necessary, to defend ISIS and Idlib, if necessary. And say, I know there's going to be a gas attack, and we know before this gas attack that we know it's going to happen. We know who's going to do it, and we know that we're going to go in there afterwards. Now, because of that, perhaps there was an agreement with Syria and actually between Russia, who is helping Syria, invited by Syria to help them fight ISIS. That's what we should be doing. But we're not invited in that, and we're not fighting ISIS. We have people like John McCain posing with these people that pose with their mutilated victims, the people that Marine Le Pen put out there. But there has been a stepping down from this this offensive going into the last ISIS stronghold of Idlib. Russia has made an agreement with Turkey, and that has, they said, because of that, they're now not going to go into Idlib. So it has had its effect. by saying, we're going to create a false flag. We're going to use that as a pretense to invade Syria. And it's going to be the UK, France, the United States, all of NATO is going to go in there. We're going to create a false flag and we're going to come and there's nothing you can do about it. Even though you call us on that, we're still going to do it. So they said, all right, we'll make an agreement with Turkey and we're not going to have that offensive at the moment. They capitulated. Nevertheless, what is happening in France? And this gives us an indication of where we're going with this social media control. For denouncing the horrors of ISIS by tweets, the justice system has referred me for a psychiatric assessment. How far will they go? She said yesterday. The order calls for the test to be carried out as soon as possible for the psychiatrist to establish whether this leader of the opposition party to Macron is capable of understanding remarks and of answering questions. And as Zero Hedge points out, the court is treating Le Pen as if being conservative is a mental illness. If you are opposed to the establishment government of Macron, you are mentally ill. Same as if you oppose Stalin or Mao. Because she tweeted photos of bodies of innocent people subjected to horrific deaths at the hands of ISIS. She said the ruling felt like a hallucination. And of course, this crackdown is following French President Emmanuel Macron's promise to crack down on fake news so that he could defend democracy. Mm-hmm. And France is doing other things as well. They're taking Google to court. This is something 10 days ago, this news came out. I'll just remind you of this. France is going to court. They're going to the European Court of Justice. They have said that they are going to force Google to flush down the memory hole anything that somebody says that they don't like. And now they're going to the European Court of Justice, and they want the European Court of Justice to say that if the French government tells Google to forget something, that order has to apply globally, not just in France, but globally. So now you have this little globalist, Emmanuel Macron, trying to impose censorship globally from France. You forget that, you delete that, you flush that down the memory hole, and you don't do it just in France, you do it everywhere. France's data regulator is seeking clarification on whether material removed under the Right to be Forgotten law should only be removed within France or if it should be delisted on every Google domain. And you have the UK government planning to set up a regulator for the internet. This is reported by BuzzFeed. The UK government is preparing to establish a new internet regulator that would make tech firms liable for content published on their platforms and have the power to sanction companies that fail to take down illegal material. They said that, of course, that also includes hate speech that they don't define, purposely don't define. As I've said before, the vague general term of assault weapon, never defined, but always put out there because it sounds scary. You know, every gun, whenever a liberal sees a gun, that is an assault. It scares them. It frightens them. So that's an assault by definition, but that's really kind of the only definition that they have of that. Hate speech is also equally vague because it is so useful if it is vague. It's so malleable if it's vague. And this legislation is being drafted in the UK. It's due to be announced this winter. They're going to set up a regulatory framework for, listen to this, online social harms. Oh, yes, social harms. We're going to censor you because of social harms. They have a home secretary named Sajid Javid and a cultural secretary, Jeremy Wright. And they're considering these conservative UK people are considering the introduction of a mandatory code of practice for social media platforms, and a strict set of new rules, such as takedown times, forcing the websites to remove what they call illegal hate speech. So again, they're not going to define what hate speech is, but they are going to define a time frame in which it has to be deleted. Same as France is working on this stuff. And oh, by the way, grab the phone number, just like China. That's going to be the next thing. Put this in there. And listen to this. Going back to last year's general election, buried at the back of the Conservative Manifesto was a promise to regulate the internet. It said some people, this is coming from the Conservative Party, quote, some people say that it's not for the government to regulate when it comes to technology and the internet, but we disagree. Wow, that is chilling. That is chilling. So they're going to look at terrorist content, child abuse images, hate speech that they don't define. And they're going to enforce new regulations on non-illegal content and behavior online. Ooh, new regulations on non-illegal behavior and content. They haven't defined what that is. I'm sure that it'll be something that'll be equally useful, like the term hate speech. Something that causes, perhaps, social harm. Very subjective standards here. The new requirements to assist the police in investigating criminal activity online, they say. Because, you know, this is, they say that, but they don't mean that. We had a rare moment of candor from Michael Hayden, former director of the NSA CIA, as I point out many times. This is not about guilt, he said. This is not about bad people. We're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. They had legislation like this passed in Germany last year. They had to remove, they required that anything that they labeled as hate speech had to be removed within 24 hours, or they would fine the company 50 million euros. 50 million euros. The German law was opposed strongly by human rights groups. Industry representatives said it would lead to censorship, you think, and unmanageable burdens on smaller websites. And in just the first few months, they shut down a satirical magazine and a political street artist. They had their content blocked as they wanted. That's exactly what they wanted. When you look at this, you have to understand that in the past, what they have done is come after content for a copyright, but it would always be instituted by the copyright holders. That's not what they're going to do now. They're going the next step. And so when we look at this type of thing, when we look at this case, the right to be forgotten, that is instituted by somebody who doesn't want to have information about them up. And it went back to a court case in 2014. There was an individual who said there was out-of-date material about him on Google about an unsettled debt, and he wanted that removed. So it was the right to be forgotten. You take off that information because he says he wants it taken off. Now, we've had situations like that with copyright, where the copyright holder would come on and say, you take that information off because I don't want that up there. There's a lot of people who have copyrights on information, and they like the fact that it's up there because it helps what they're doing. But now the government is going to take that over, and they will do that under the right to be forgotten as well. This is the fight that is happening under the EU's new copyright law. And I'm going to tell you how this is going to be the final straw to take down our free speech.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Austin, Texas. It's David Knight.
All right, folks. Shoot, move, and communicate. Those are the tactics that the military uses. Those are tactical measures that they use. You shoot, you move, you communicate. But it's also a strategy. If you can shut down people's ability to shoot, take out the Second Amendment, if you can shut down their ability to move, and we don't have any amendment that protects that, or their ability to communicate, the First Amendment. And here in America, we're not having legal structures, but we can see where this is headed. If you can take down people's ability to communicate, their ability to fight, and their ability to move, you control them. And that's exactly what they want to do. And they want to lock us down in the cities where we can't move, can't communicate, and can't shoot. They want to do that within 11 to 12 years. That's their time frame. Every time you look around, they come up with the same numbers. Oh, the robots will have your jobs. By 2028, by 2025, they'll have this economic sector, they'll have that economic sector. You won't have your car anymore. You think you're going to have your gun in the cities when they lock you down? Cities are always the worst places for having the right to protect yourself. But let's finish up with this, what they are doing in the EU. Again, the strategy right now is this new copyright law that many people believe is going to essentially ban memes across Europe. This is how extreme it's going to be. As one editorial from RT says, it's good to share, but the European Parliament clearly doesn't think so. See, your speech, your free speech is about your ability to share. As I said before, freedom of the press is violated when they shut down InfoWars. Your free speech is violated when they shut down your ability to share InfoWars, or to share Breitbart, or to share WND, or Gateway Pundit, or you name it, any number of conservative news organizations. They don't like your content, and they've got the Southern Poverty Law Center vetting your content. That might be too Christian. It might be too nationalistic, too American for them, and so they'll shut it down. And so what is the technique? They said they're going to shift the responsibility for the uploading of content, policing it for copyright stuff. That's always been done by the copyright holders. Now they're going to shift that responsibility to the internet service or the websites themselves and say, we're going to go right after the websites. And we're going to police that. Not the copyright holders. The government will police it. They're going to use this as an excuse to ban content. As this editorial points out, many people who hold copyrights that are infringed on in a minor way, many people don't bother to do this. They're happy to see their material uploaded to sites like YouTube. They know that it promotes the artist's work. They know that it boosts sales. And so they allow that to happen. A good example of this is It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life was a failure at the box office when it first came out. Never made any money. It's become a classic. Why did it become a classic? Because the copyright was allowed to expire. It was such an unknown, unprofitable movie that it just kind of fell through the cracks as movie studios bought other movie studios and their portfolio changed hands multiple times. It didn't renew the copyright. And so for a number of years, it was in the public domain. And Ted Turner, when he had the Superstation in the early days of cable television, in the 80s and 90s, he played it all the time, and it became a Christmas classic. Then it became valuable. And at that point, the studio that supposedly had originally owned it, that allowed that to go, they renewed the copyright with a little bit of a devious tactic. They came back and said, well, you know, the copyright for the movie has expired, but there was a script for the movie. Well, there's a script for every movie. But they said there was a script, and that's a written piece of work. And so therefore, since this is derived from a written piece of work, a script, we can now get that movie copyright back. It's like, that was a specious argument, if ever there was. But there was nobody on the other side to argue against it. They had very well-paid lawyers who were working for the movie studio that wanted that very valuable copyright back, and nobody to argue, keep it in the public domain. I'll tell you what happened with that when we come back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right.
Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We see France saying that Marine Le Pen has now been declared insane and she has to get psychological treatment because she tweeted out a picture of ISIS bragging about the atrocities that they had committed. And she said, this is ISIS. This is what these people are really about. This is why you need to be concerned about this. And, of course, the French government, the British government, NATO, the United States, all want to go to war to protect ISIS in Syria. We've been doing that for quite some time. So they say you must be crazy if you oppose our allies, ISIS. And they're going to make her go for psychological treatment. This is the kind of tyranny, Soviet-style tyranny, that is coming to the West. And as part of this, France is also taking the lead to try to flush things down the memory hole, saying that they're not going to allow this right to be forgotten. They're not going to allow that just to be done in France. If they find that something needs to be forgotten in France, they're going to require that Google forget it everywhere, flush it down the memory hole everywhere. And we see the copyrights now going this way as well. And this is the way that the right to be forgotten is going to go. The right to be forgotten now is coming from an individual. But it's going to come from the government, just as these new EU copyright laws being proposed are coming from the government, not from the copyright holder. As I said at the top of the hour, you take the case of It's a Wonderful Life. The copyright expired. It became valuable because it was in the public domain. Then they tried to reassert their copyright law on dubious, false claims of saying, well, because we had a script and the movie was based on a script, now we can, even though the movie copyright expired, we can now reassert this based on the written work, the script. And they were able to do that because nobody was arguing the other side of that. But it does make things more valuable. Now, the way that this plays into the political sphere is I used some clips of that. I've talked about this before. It's a Wonderful Lie, where I took a couple of short clips. The entire video, I think, was only maybe about 5 minutes or so, where I talked about the creation of the Federal Reserve. I did it on the 100th anniversary of the creation of the Federal Reserve in 2013, in December. Because it was done at Christmas time, I thought it would be a good tie-in. And because there were phony runs on the bank that were done by the villain in the movie, Potter, very much like J.P. Morgan did. And so I talked about that. I drew the parallels to it. I took a couple of short clips from the movie. And Google kept shutting it down based on copyright claims in the United States. Because the United States is the only place where they recognize the copyright for It's a Wonderful Life. Nevertheless, where did I get those clips? I got those clips from the entire movie that had been up on YouTube for years, had over a million views, and it remained up even though they kept taking down my political commentary that was based on fair use. There you can see a little bit of the clips there. I talked about how money values had changed in it. I talked about runs on the bank and so forth in it. They didn't want that information out there about the Federal Reserve, so they used this phony claim of copyright protection. And that is now what the EU is demanding. That's going to be their way that they assert control over political dissent. As Zero Hedge points out, new EU copyright law could force online platforms to ban memes across Europe. A new law could be nothing short of revolutionary in terms of lasting impact on the internet, on political speech and discourse, and the potential for censorship. Soon, entirely legal content will be caught in the law's dragnet. So even though we have the concept here in the United States of fair use, which, of course, Google arbitrarily violated in my particular case. They did it for 6 months, and then after that, they just said, all right, well, they put it back up and made it available. Really strange. Other people would put it up. They would shut them down. Every time they get up to about 12,000 views, they'd shut it down. And then after 6 months, they just left it up until they decided that they would shut down everything that I did for no reason at all. Never got a reason or a video. They just shut down everything in the middle of a broadcast and all of my archives that I had at other places. But soon, entirely legal content will be caught in the law's dragnet. And if you think it's going to just stay in Europe, watch this court decision. Is the European court going to give itself power over Google and demand that if they say that something has to be taken down because it needs to be a right to be forgotten or because they say that it's a copyright violation, then they're going to demand that that be taken down everywhere by Google. And Google is just so happy to comply because it's about the money. You know, like I said, the master that they serve in China is ka-ching, the cash register sound. The European Union's directive on copyright and the digital single market is intended to be an update of the existing copyright laws for social media and the internet. It's been dubbed the link tax and also called the meme ban due to the likely potential that internet memes could be banned across Europe. Images, memes, information could be forced to require users to pass all content through an upload filter first. Again, everything through a central location. Central control. The same thing we saw with the Apple Store, right? Apple wants to maintain centralized control of everything in their App Store. They decide that they don't want you to see the InfoWars app, so they take it down from their centralized control. According to Wired magazine, they say it sounds an awful lot like they're asking platform owners to use automated filters to scan every piece of upload content and to stop anything that might violate copyright from being uploaded. And, of course, they will come back and say, well, our hands are tied. We're just doing what the government wants us to do. They got massive fines in there. When in reality, it also fits their political bias as well. But they're more than happy to comply. And they're not going to fight this because they agree that they want this stuff down as well. They're on the same page politically with these tyrants. No one is sure whether memes, which are often based on copyrighted images, will fall afoul of these laws. And then as we look at this, we see that Facebook is planning a war room and artificial intelligence software so that they can prevent election meddling ahead of the midterms. No, so that they can meddle themselves. This war room, this artificial intelligence software that Facebook is putting in there, that the purpose of it is to meddle. They're not going to prevent meddling in there. Again, if you don't know the origins of Facebook, it may just be a coincidence that on February the 4th, 2004, the day that they gave a name to the Facebook project, that they called it Facebook, that same day, DARPA shut down their LifeLog project, which would do exactly the same thing that Facebook does, keep a record of everything that you do. A permanent record on the internet that can be scraped by the government or can be sold to individuals for money. Yeah, if you don't know that, if you don't know the origins of Facebook, if you don't know how they have worked with the Atlantic Council on all this phony Russia this, Russia that stuff, and to censor and control social media, I don't know what else I can tell you. I've mentioned it many times. Apparently Facebook says they're hedge. Apparently Facebook thinks it's the U.S. military or a NATO command center or perhaps its millennial employees want to relive the 1980 cult classic War Games movie. Well, again, maybe Zero Hedge doesn't understand because Facebook is associated with the U.S. military. It is associated with NATO. It is associated with the Atlantic Council. They've even given money to the Atlantic Council. The Atlantic Council gave them money to get started and they've returned the favor. And they do exactly what the Atlantic Council wants them to do. Pushing this nonsense, this intervention, this warmongering attacks and narratives that they have. And so what they're saying is Facebook is saying, quote, we're setting up a war room in Menlo Park for the Brazil and the U.S. elections. Ooh, that should concern you. It's going to serve as a command center so we can make real-time decisions as needed. This Facebook says it's still in the procession of building their war room. Preventing election interference on Facebook has been one of the biggest cross-team efforts the company has seen. No, their censorship. Their censorship of conservative media, of what you say and share, is already interfering in the election. And they're using artificial intelligence to determine and to find and to shut down people. We've identified and removed fake accounts ahead of the election in France and Germany and Alabama, Mexico and Brazil. And we found and taken down foreign influence campaigns from Russia and Iran attempting to interfere in the U.S., U.K., Middle East and elsewhere. Interesting. NPR is talking about hacks and security gaps and the problem of electronic voting machines. And it is almost like a satire site, because all they see is Russia, 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 when the real problem is us. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com is 25% off right now.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
haven't gotten to the Kavanaugh news, the updates. And again, it's at this point, it's largely a soap opera. I'm sure you understand what's behind this. It's important for us to talk about the due process. It's important for us to talk about the identity politics, the feminist war. But it is not at the center of what is happening right now. I want to tell you what Bill Gates says is his biggest fear about what's coming next for the world. He doesn't share the same view of the world as I do, of course. And I want to say one more thing before we move on. And that is NPR's article about hacks, security gaps, and oligarchs. The business of voting comes under scrutiny. And they're talking about the electronic voting machines. And of course, the biggest manufacturer of voting equipment in the U.S. is a company called Election Systems and Software, ES&S. It's typically how they're referred to. And they say it's been a couple of tough years for voting. Listen to the way that NPR rolls this out and how they misdirect the problem. It's been a couple of years that have been tough for the business of voting. There's that state that discovered a Russian oligarch now finances the company that hosts its voting data. Then there's the company that manufactures and services voter registration software in eight states found itself hacked by Russian operatives. Again, when we look at this and we're talking about the Russian oligarch that has financing in a company, you don't want to take a look at how the CIA, the NSA, DARPA, the Pentagon finance these companies that are running social media. You don't want to take a look at that? You don't want to take a look at this CEO of Facebook, Zuckerberg, who has this fixation with Caesar Augustus? That's a story that came out about 10 days ago. Mark Zuckerberg's obsession with ancient Roman emperor. You know, he said, well, we went on our honeymoon and went to Italy and my wife thought that I was totally obsessed. She's making fun of me, saying that there were three people on the honeymoon, me, her, and Augustus. Even named one of his daughters, one of his kids, Augusta, female, right? And so this is a guy, he's not necessarily a CEO, unless a CEO represents Caesar, emperor, and oligarch. That's the way this guy sees himself. And maybe that's where he got the idea for the thumbs up. You know, it's a Caesar Augustus thing. Thumbs up, okay, thumbs down, you're dead. And he wants to have that power. They're going to have that power. They're setting up their war room to control the election. That kind of oligarch you're supposed to be concerned about. You should be concerned about that. They're going to tell us that $100,000 in ads on Facebook rigged the election, but the Caesar emperor oligarch who runs Facebook doesn't affect the election when he controls the entire site? And they just have to accuse somebody on the other side of the political spectrum of having hate speech? Because they believe in something like traditional marriage between one man and one woman, as I've said before. Even in Greece, where homosexuality was widely practiced and tolerated, they didn't have homosexual marriage. No Western civilization, Christian or otherwise, has ever embraced that. But now, if you say anything against that, you're shut down for hate speech. And so they're looking at this. They don't care about the fact that, when they want to talk about a Russian oligarch was found on financing, part of a company that finances and starts one of these election voting machine things. Go back to look at the very first electronic voting machine company, Smartmatic. Smartmatic began in Venezuela. It was created by some friends of Hugo Chavez. And they helped him. They created these electronic voting machines just so they could rig the elections in Venezuela for Hugo Chavez. And then Smartmatic got involved in elections rigging in Brazil and in Mexico and in the Philippines and in the United States. Extending this kind of corruption. Now they have broken with Venezuela. And to get their creds up, they pointed to the last election in Venezuela and said, look, there's rigging of the electronic voting in Venezuela. Or take a look if you're concerned about people hacking Russian operatives. How about Jay Johnson, who hacked into Homeland Security, had Homeland Security that he was heading, hacking into state boards of election? Oh, don't pay any attention to that. And NPR doesn't talk about that. It's just Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. So they said ByteGrid is financed by somebody who is connected to a Russian oligarch, Vladimir Potanin. But don't pay any attention to DARPA. Don't pay any attention to Smartmatic's origins. Don't pay any attention to all the elections that they know have been rigged. And they know that because, again, as I said, 4% difference between the exit polls and the official results, they say it's rigged. That's why you'll never see that reported here. They never report exit poll results here in the United States. You may think that they do, but all you get is a demographic cross-tabulation. How many people of this race voted for that candidate versus people of a different race voting for that other candidate? Or they do it by sex, or they do it by urban versus rural. But they'll never come in and say, the total number of people that said that they voted for candidate A was this, and the total number of people that voted, according to the exit polls, for candidate B was this. Because they don't want you to see if that difference is too large. That's the tactic of a crooked election, and that's what they want out of these things. Who would have thought, says one person, who would have thought when we found out that Russians were involved in the financing of this, who would have thought, I mean, we were obviously very cyber aware, we were doing all the best practices for IT systems, that who would have thought? That's right out of a Tom Clancy novel, right? Oh, yeah, it's right out of a Tom Clancy novel. Homeland Security would do this. And they're talking about a NSA document leaked last year, The Intercept, detailed how Russian operatives hacked a Florida election vendor, VR Systems. Again, if you look at that, as the people are looking at it, they said that that was for the purpose of getting identities to be sold on the black market. More than 50% of registered voters in the U.S. vote on ES&S equipment. A company like ES&S could provide a more appealing target because its equipment is used in 41 states. But there's no evidence of a successful attack against the company. Don't ever be concerned about the election being hacked. Not a possibility. I always want to tell you, not a possibility. And the NSA says that security breaches of hacking tools have affected their ability to do their job because the NSA can't protect themselves. So how are these electronic voting machine companies going to protect themselves? Electronic voting machine companies that have already been involved in rigging elections. Pentagon's been hacked. The CIA's been hacked, had their tools stole, Vault 7, where they can make it look like they're anybody that they want to. Yet, don't worry, nobody's going to hack the electronic voting machines. The only way, the people who look at this, the people who ran DEF CON and the Black Hat Conference in Vegas about a month and a half ago, said the only way you're going to have honest elections is to go back, even a possibility of that, is to go back to paper ballots and human beings and people observing other people. Even then, it's very difficult, as we've seen. But the electronic voting system and controlling the internet and controlling social media and censoring what people have to say, this is a pattern for complete control. Now, when we come back, I've got some breaking news about more attacks from Silicon Valley oligarchs against InfoWars. They're not stopping. They've got a new attack, a new stream of attack that's just broken on InfoWars. PayPal has banned InfoWars after they were lobbied by a Soros-funded group. We'll have that information when we come back. Stay with us. Guys.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all-new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Just as I mentioned before we go into break, we now have breaking news that PayPal has banned InfoWars after they were lobbied by a Soros-funded group. This is an article that's up on InfoWars.com, just been put up by Paul Joseph Watson. PayPal has claimed that InfoWars violated their acceptable use policy because we promoted hate and discriminatory intolerance against certain communities and religions. But, of course, there were no specific examples given. Off the record, we have been told that it was criticism of Islam and opposition to transgenderism being taught to children in schools were the two examples of hate. So you must not criticize Islam. You know, I mean, Marine, obviously we're insane, right? That's the standard for Marine Le Pen. She's now been ordered into psychiatric treatment because she criticized ISIS. I mean, that's the same as criticizing John McCain, the guy that was their best friend, that has been helping them since the very beginning when they were just called the Mujahideen. Supposedly, they were our enemies for a while there as Al-Qaeda, but I'm not so convinced of that either. But then they became our enemies again with ISIS. Oh, but wait, why is John McCain there handing them weapons and posing pictures with them? But you don't criticize Islam. And you don't criticize the idea that we would take, that would sexualize children. Folks, it's not even reasonable to sexualize these children in kindergarten with any kind of sexual education, let alone the kind of mental illness, which is what pediatric societies have said in the United States, that it is mental illness that they're manipulating these kids. And why are they doing this? Because they want the idea that if children can choose their sex, what sex they want to be in kindergarten, then, of course, if they can make those kind of mature decisions, then they can also make the decision to have sex. It's all about setting up the foundation for pedophilia. Because if you can decide what sex you are, then you can decide if you want to have sex. That's what this is really about, fundamentally. And that's what these perverts are about. So you must not say anything about transgenderism. Don't make fun of any of that. That is a sacred cow of the globalists. That and Islam. PayPal representative said they were giving InfoWars 10 days to switch payment processors, after which all services will be terminated. And it was handed down just weeks after George Soros-funded group Right Wing Watch published an article demanding that PayPal terminate its agreement. And that sounds familiar, doesn't it? As Paul points out in the article here, we had people going on Capitol Hill. We had Congressman Ted Deutch demanding to know why Facebook and YouTube hadn't shut us down already. Why is that InfoWars stuff up there? We'll talk about that later privately, Senator, or Congressman. Can we talk about that privately? We're going to do it. We'll take it down. And they did. Took it down shortly. And so you had this George Soros-funded group, Right Wing Watch. Here is how they are tied in. Right Wing Watch is owned by People for the American Way. You've heard of them before. People for the American Way is funded by George Soros's Open Society Initiative. And so they began a campaign. They published an article demanding that PayPal terminate its agreement with InfoWars for, quote, egregious violations of the platform's own terms of services. And yet, Right Wing Watch, as Watson points out, routinely violates the copyright of people by uploading entire sections of other people's videos to YouTube without any pretense of fair use. In other words, they're not commenting on it. They're not putting it up and saying, look at this, Alex Jones said this, and this is why we disagree with that, and so forth. No, they just put up our entire video. Now, that is a violation of copyright. I was just talking about how my comments comparing the creation of the Federal Reserve and the corruption in our banking system and monetary system, I used a couple of clips under fair use, very short part of the video, called it It's a Wonderful Lie. So I took some stuff from It's a Wonderful Life, and they shut that down. That was fair use, however. But Right Wing Watch is not doing that. They're just taking the entire video and putting it up. And, of course, YouTube didn't have any problem with the entire movie being put up and viewed over a million times. They just had a problem with my political commentary about the Federal Reserve System and our corrupt banking system, because they're a part of that. And here's another example of the corrupt banking system. PayPal and MasterCard being used to shut down people that they don't like. And we're not the only ones they're going to do this to. We've already been told, we were warned about this in advance, says Paul in the article. We were warned that they were going to do this to InfoWars, and we were told that we are the first in line. The next ones coming up are going to be people like the NRA. And others that they're going to stop processing payments for. We've already seen many bankers and banking companies say, if you sell guns, we're not going to let you as a retailer even. We're not going to give you banking services. You're not going to do business with us and so forth. This is the kind of fascism, corporate fascism, that is rolling out here in America. Censorship. And I've said before, I have seen this before. I have seen this model applied before. And it was the so-called free press here in America that was being used to do that. In North Carolina, when I worked with the Libertarian Party, we would work very hard. We would have to go through all kinds of hoops to get on the ballot that the Republicans and Democrats never had to do. Never had to do. They were always guaranteed a position on the ballot. But you would have to go through and collect signatures and do all this other kind of stuff, spend a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of money doing that. Once you got those signatures validated and you had to pay for it, you get on the ballot. But they wouldn't let you in the debate. And the way they kept you out of the debate was to hand it over to the Press Association in North Carolina. And the Press Association would tell you that you could not be a third party in that debate. And this is exactly what's happening here. The censorship is coming from the Republicans and the Democrats. It's coming from the politicians. And they're pretending that it's coming from these private companies, just like they pretended that the censorship and the political debates was coming from the press association that was running the debate. They always use that. They use that as a glove. Watson also points out that Jeff Bezos' own political blog, The Washington Post, and again, you look at the amount of money that this guy is making, it's equivalent to what you would, what he paid for The Washington Post would be about what you make in 30 hours if you make the median family income. And so for what he earned in 30 hours, he was able to buy this leverage of The Washington Post, because even though it's not a good paper, it has a lot of leverage in Washington. And it's been used as a weapon. We see it being used as a weapon all the time. It's been used as a weapon for a very long time. So they published an article less than 2 weeks ago. And in that, the Washington Post was complaining, as Alex Jones rails against big tech, his InfoWars store still thrives online, has a high rate of sales, and it is using PayPal. Oh, guess what? Hint, hint. Take down PayPal. And so this is nothing other than what I've been talking about this entire show so far. It's where we started, isn't it? Come full circle. Back to the Chinese style of social credit. That's what Watson put in the report. I didn't even know about this when I started talking about that. That is my biggest fear. I'll talk about the Kavanaugh hearings when we come back. I don't want to ignore that completely. I have something to say about that. But this is where this comes back, folks. If we don't understand how free speech is being taken away from us, how we are having these same companies that are shutting down your free speech and our freedom of the press at the same time, and those are different things, and then using the internet to surveil everything that we do, at the same time they're applying these social credit standings to us. You've got Apple, you got Facebook, you got Google out there doing the same thing to you, just like they're doing in China. They're rating your trustworthiness based on your posts. If you don't like children being sexualized, you don't like the fantasy mental illness being pushed on them that they can make their decisions about what sex they are, so that these perverts can have sex with them and say it's not a crime. You're next. All of you are next. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
X2. We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 25% off right now.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth.
InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I just told you that in the last segment, PayPal is banning InfoWars. No specific examples of why they said we are hateful. We promote hate and discriminatory intolerance against certain communities and religions. What religion would that be? Unofficially, we've been told that's Islam. You're not allowed to criticize Islam. And we've also been told unofficially that it is our opposition to pushing gender fluidity on children in schools. Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged. Not repentant about that. But if you want to know where this censorship is headed, as is being imposed by banks, by the largest corporations the world has ever seen out of Silicon Valley, that's where it's going. And so if you want to support us, I'll tell you about some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll find some way that we can process payments. You know, we created these stores and sell this stuff independently because we didn't want to be captive to advertising boycotts. But they'll do anything to take us down. They don't like us talking directly to you and laying out, as I have for this entire program, what this pattern of tyranny is ultimately about. Because this is exactly what was laid out by Zbigniew Brzezinski 48 years ago, the technocratic tyranny. Yeah, it's going to be less free. It's going to be a gradual process, but we're going to get there. And they're getting there right now. But if you want to support us, I'll tell you, those of you who are listeners to this program, we have a special just for you. We have 15% off the ProPure King water filter. That's the big gravity feed water filter. They're made by ProPure. You can get 15% off with the code REALNEWS. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout to get 15% off the ProPure King water filtration system. You can also see a lot of other preparedness products there because September is preparedness month. We've got a lot of new food, water filtration, seed, and accessory specials to help you prepare. We also have some big savings. Some big sales on Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, and Bod Ease. All of those, 50% off. And, of course, Bod Ease is our popular turmeric formula. It also has some other ingredients in it that help your body to assimilate the turmeric. And turmeric is very, very effective at fighting inflammation. And you typically will find that in almost any chronic disease, you'll find inflammation. Turmeric is a natural ingredient. That's what we sell here. We sell natural organic ingredients, and we sell them at a great price. We've got 50% off of that, 50% off the Super Male and Female Vitality, as I said, and our final run of Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine. We have that 25% off while supplies last. I want to take a look at the, finally, before we get into the Kavanaugh hearing, one more comment from Bill Gates. This came from Yahoo a couple of days ago. Bill Gates, my biggest fear is about what's coming next for this world. And he says, the honeymoon period for tech is over. Yeah, I would say so. All this idea that, oh, come on in, it's all free. Isn't this wonderful? Come on in to the ghetto. Everything is free. And then they close the gates behind you, and now the controls are coming. And he says, we've got to start regulating tech companies. No, they're not going to regulate tech companies. They're going to use tech companies as their regulators. And again, this is a pattern that we've always seen from empires. What did the British Empire do when they went into India, right? They had the British at the very top, but they had this oppressive civil service that they used to rule the country. And at every other level, it was filled with people from India. And they were doing the regulation. You didn't see the hidden hand behind all this. You just saw other people that were like you, that were regulating you for the purpose of the British Empire. That's what we're seeing. We're not seeing the real hand that's going on with this. As I said, most Americans don't really understand that what is being imposed on us is a technocratic tyranny that was written about by Brzezinski, the gradual appearance of a more controlled society dominated by an elite, unrestrained by traditional values, unrestrained by the law. Soon it will be possible to assert almost continuous surveillance over every citizen, maintain up-to-date complete files containing even the most personal information about the citizen. These files will be subject to instantaneous retrieval by the authorities. Zbigniew Brzezinski, 1970, 48 years ago, and now we see it. And Bill Gates is saying, that's it. You know, it's coming. The honeymoon is over. Get ready for the technocratic tyranny. And it's going to come from the tech companies. And they're going to pretend that the tech companies are being regulated by the government. But it is a public-private partnership, just like a toll road, just like the Trans-Pacific Partnership, just like the Transatlantic Partnership. It's a public-private partnership for control and for profits. He said it's up to governments to understand what things should be regulated. Governments will decide, said Bill Gates. Wait a minute. I thought we had a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, right? Didn't we establish in the Declaration of Independence, didn't we say that we have rights, inalienable rights, like free speech, that are given to us by God? We possess those because we are humans, and that we create governments to protect those rights. They don't decide which rights we're going to be allowed to have. Yeah, they're going to tell you that you're privileged, and because you're privileged, you don't have any rights. You got privileges that they grant. And because you're privileged, you need to get those privileges taken away. So he says, it's up to the governments to understand what should be regulated. The governments will decide. Just like families decide what the rules are for your kids, governments have to really get educated on these things. Yeah. Wait for Big Brother. Or like Eric Peters calls him, Uncle. Uncle's coming with his fatwas. That's a great way to put it. I like the way Eric Peters writes. He says, yes, these companies are trying to be benign. And many of the individuals out there involved are not malign. Yeah, nobody's bad. We're not looking at bad people. We're looking at interesting people. And we're going to benignly regulate you out of existence with our bankers, with our big companies. All right, so let's talk about, finally here, with the updates in this. And I thought it was interesting. We saw these articles coming out. Former Scalia clerk expects compelling evidence that's going to exonerate Kavanaugh over the next week. And what he came up with was a picture of Brett Kavanaugh looking like another kid from the 1970s. They take an old picture and you put these two guys in a suit and you give them both the same hairstyle. Yeah, they're going to all look the same. And I guess maybe they were offering this as a carrot to her since she doesn't really have any proof, doesn't have anything. He's like, do you really want to save yourself the embarrassment? You know, maybe he thought she'd really actually take the bait, but she wouldn't take the face-saving exit of saying, yeah, his face looks like the other person. She said, there's zero chance that I would ever confuse him with Kavanaugh. And now she's saying that she's willing to testify without even having an FBI probe, but she's got conditions. Got conditions. I'm not going to do it until next Thursday. So there again, we're supposed to have had the vote last week. Now they're going to push it for at least another week if they get their way. And it looks like the Republicans are going to cave into this. She doesn't want to testify until next Thursday. She doesn't want Kavanaugh in the same room. And she wants to go last. She's got to tell him what he has. She has to say. You can let the accused go first. Isn't that kind of backwards the way that we normally do it? I mean, she's got some people who are supposed to be lawyers. You would think that they would know. You would think that they would know that this is not a crime that the FBI would investigate. This is an alleged sexual assault that she's saying. And it's kind of interesting. I looked it up in Maryland because this is a state crime. It's not a federal crime that we're talking about. What is the statute of limitations on sexual assault? Well, in Maryland, if this is a childhood sexual abuse, in other words, you're under 18, then what they do is they take 7 years from the victim's 18th birthday. Well, she was allegedly 15 years old when this event took place. Well, she was 15 years old when the alleged event took place. So that would be 10 years taken off of this 35 years ago. So this is something that passed the statute of limitations 25 years ago and is not a federal crime. And they're not going to have the usual rules of evidence because you don't get to be confronted with the charges against you. You have to go tell everybody how you're totally innocent and you don't know what she's going to say. They do it that way in court for a reason, and her lawyers know that. That you lay out the charges against somebody, then you let them respond to those charges, bring witnesses in their defense and so on. That's the way that it ought to work. But that's not what these people are about. And so that's what she's going to try to pull. I'll just finish up with this one story about a 13-year-old boy, because this is how it looks today. Eighth grader pulled in the principal's office. They hammer him for 2 hours without his without his parents being there. What did you do to these girls? Why did you do it? When did you do it? Right? He doesn't know. What are you even talking about? They wouldn't give him any specifics. What did you do to them? Why? When? And when the parent gets there, after 2 hours of interrogation like that, with no specifics, they're handcuffing his son and putting him in the back of a police car. Well, what happened with all this? They said they were playing around, boys and girls. He put on a Snapchat avatar. He used a black Bitmoji character. One of his friends, a girl, was incensed about that, how racist that was. And then a short period of time, she accused him of sexual crimes because he's racist. He's obviously sexist as well.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.